everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Aaron Mankey's Cabinet of Curiosities, a production of iHeartRadio and Grim and Mild.
Our world is full of the unexplainable. And if history is an open book, all of these amazing tales are right there on display, just waiting for us to explore. Welcome to the Cabinet of Curiosities. In the United States, many people celebrate the 12 days of Christmas, or at the very least, they're familiar with the holiday song that features ladies dancing, lords a-leaping, drummers drumming, and all manner of bird species. In Iceland, however, they celebrate the 13 days of Christmas, and rather than gifts from a true love, each day consists of a visit from one of the 13 Yule lads. The Yule lads are kind of like a big group of brotherly Santa Clauses, if Saint Nick was a troll with an affinity for theft and mischief. The legend goes something like this. On each of the 13 nights leading up to Christmas, Icelandic children were told to place a single shoe on their windowsill. If they'd been good that year, they would wake up to a shoe filled with delicious candies. If not, they would find their footwear chock full of rotten potatoes. But whether you've got sweet treats or moldy vegetables, you still had to contend with each of the Yule lad's unique personalities. For example, if the lad named Gully Gawk visited your home, you might go out to check your cows only to find all the foam scraped off the top of your milk buckets. If Sheepcoat Clod stopped by, you might catch a skinny bearded man suckling on your sheep. If Stubby broke in while you were cooking breakfast, you might find that all of the eggs had suddenly disappeared from your frying pan. And according to legend, one Yule lad is known for stealing spoons and licking the leftover food off of them, and he's given the creative name of Spoon Licker. Along the same lines, there's Bowl Licker, Pot Scraper, and Sausage Swiper. I'm sure you can guess what those guys get up to. But while most of the Yule lads seem relatively benign, if a bit annoying, a couple are downright creepy. There's one who will nab any meat that gets left around the house. He goes by the terrifying moniker of Meat Hook. Maybe most unsettling of all, though, is Window Peeper, the guy who sneaks around outside your house, staring inside any windows you might have accidentally left open, planning how he could break in and steal your belongings. But the scariest Icelandic Christmas legend isn't any of the Yule lads at all. It's their mother, Grilla. Grilla is perhaps the most fearsome creature in Icelandic folklore. A giant witch-slash-ogre, she spends the spring, summer, and fall collecting whispers. These whispers tell her which Icelandic children have behaved well and which ones haven't. During the winter months, Grilla ventures out from her cave to gather up all of Iceland's naughty children. She throws them in a sack, drags them back to her home, and boils them in a stew, which she eats all year long. And as if that weren't bad enough, Grilla also has a pet, the Christmas cat. Now, the Christmas cat is a huge, black, flesh-eating feline. Only it doesn't differentiate between good and bad children. It will feast happily on anyone who crosses its path. The only way to protect yourself is by wearing a brand new article of clothing. Now, just imagine yourself as a child growing up in Iceland, hearing stories about Grilla, her evil pet, and her mischievous children. You'd be pretty freaked out, right? Well, apparently these legends struck such fear into the hearts of young Icelanders that in 1746, the country's parliament instituted a new law. Parents were legally banned from using the creepy creatures to scare their children. Gone were the days when a horrifying folktale could convince kids to behave. And while the Yule lads used to be presented as disfigured trolls, they now tend to look a lot like Santa Claus knockoffs, big jolly men with red cheeks wearing silly hats who come to make a bit of harmless trouble. They're more enduring than eerie. But Grilla, Oh, her reputation was too far gone to be repaired. Even today, the Winter Witch is feared. According to Brian Pilkington, an illustrator and folklore expert, children are truly terrified of Grilla in Iceland. I visited children's play schools to demonstrate drawing skills, and if I draw Grilla, then two or three terrified children have to leave the room because it's too strong for them. This is living folklore. And honestly, I get it. I don't want anything to do with Grilla either. But if I happen to cross paths with the Christmas cat, I might be tempted to give it a scratch behind the ear. Provided I was wearing new clothes, of course.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
There are a lot of terrible places that you could be stuck during the holidays. The airport, an awkward work party, in traffic on the interstate. But of all the awful locales, I can confidently say that one would be worse than all the rest. A German POW camp in World War II. But just imagine, there would be no eggnog or Christmas movies to speak of. I know I'm being glib here, but honestly, it wasn't funny at all. During World War II, about 94,000 American soldiers found themselves in German prisoners of war camps all throughout Europe. One of these was at Colditz Castle. Located outside of the city of Leipzig, Germany, Colditz Castle was a huge Renaissance-style estate that the Nazi army transformed into a prison. It sat at the top of a hill, 400 miles away from the closest Allied forces. Now, due to its geography, and not to mention the fact that there were more guards than prisoners, Colditz had a reputation for being impossible to escape from. But the soldiers trapped inside weren't totally out of luck, especially during Christmas time. You see, based on the rules of the Geneva Conventions, organizations like the Red Cross were allowed to send supplies to those being held as prisoners of war. Care packages could contain things like clothing, food, medical supplies, and even small games. Playing cards were a common gift to send to POWs. And the U.S. government knew this. The U.S. Playing Card Company, makers of the famous bicycle-branded card decks, also knew this. And they knew that together they just might be able to help American soldiers inside Colditz Castle. So let me set the scene for you. It's Christmas of 1943. American POWs clamor over the Red Cross packages they have just received. Each one contains a deck of bicycle playing cards. One astute soldier notices an incredibly tiny detail. The card decks are all wrapped in cellophane. On most of the decks, the clear plastic wrapping is perfectly symmetrical. But on one, the seal is crooked. The soldier takes the deck with the crooked wrapping. That night in his cell, under the cover of darkness, he shuffles through the 52 cards over and over again. He is sure the cellophane must have been a clue. There must be some kind of secret hidden inside the deck. And then he notices that the cards themselves are made out of thin layers of paper. At the corner of one, the layers are beginning to come apart. He peels the card into two separate pieces and sees something printed on the inside. The soldier's heart starts to race. He checks outside his cell to make sure no guards are around, and then he stays up all night peeling the cards apart one by one. And then he arranges them together like a puzzle, revealing a map of Germany. Not only did this map show soldiers how they could get from Colditz Castle to their closest allies, but it also marked areas to avoid and landmarks to look out for along the way. It was an escape manual, masquerading as a pastime. It was the best Christmas gift they could have possibly received. All in all, these playing card maps helped 32 soldiers successfully escape from Colditz Castle. Allied forces took control of the estate in April of 1945 and liberated those still trapped inside. Because of the secrecy of the operation, it's unknown exactly how many escape map decks were produced. Many have likely been lost, damaged, or hidden. These days, only two known decks remain, and they're both on display at the International Spy Museum in Washington, D.C. I know, because I've seen them both myself with my own eyes. As for the U.S. Playing Card Company, they did even more than produce secret escape maps. They also made a special card deck that contained images of military vehicles from various countries. Rather than being covertly smuggled into POW camps, these decks help civilians identify planes, tanks, and ships from other nations. Even today, the company embraces the role it played in World War II. They released a commemorative escape map deck back in 2013, which mirrors the one the soldiers in Colditz Castle received. Luckily though, if you buy one, you won't have to spend hours peeling the cards apart. The map is printed on the front of each one, serving as a reminder of the creative and curious problem solving that took place all those Christmases ago. I hope you've enjoyed today's guided tour of the Cabinet of Curiosities. Subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts or learn more about the show by visiting curiositiespodcast.com. This show was created by me, Aaron Mankey, in partnership with How Stuff Works. I make another award-winning show called Lore, which is a podcast, book series, and television show. And you can learn all about it over at theworldoflore.com. And until next time, stay curious.